Madam President, I impose a call of the Senate.
The Senate is under call.
Meetings under the roll call be dispensed with, and the Sergeant of Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Today's prayer is offered by Reverend Phil Shaw from Rochester, Minnesota. And following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I'm so grateful for the opportunity to serve as your chaplain. I respect the job that you have as decision makers for this great state of Minnesota. And I'd like to have you, if you would, join me in asking for divine help on the challenges that you're going to be facing. Heavenly Father, we're coming to you at the beginning of this 2012 session, and we're asking for your guidance and wisdom in the decisions that these senators will be making in the coming months. And your promise is, when we will commit our ways to you and ask for your help, you will direct our paths. And God, thank you for hearing our prayer today. Amen.
The Pledge of Allegiance will be led today by Mr. Alan Ellsbury from Rosemont, Minnesota. Mr. Ellsbury is the commander of Minnesota AMVETS. He served in the Army 101st Airborne in Vietnam from 1967 to 1972. He received the Bronze Star, two Army commendations, an Air Medal, a Presidential Citation, an Army Citation, and the Combat Infantry Badge. Mr. Ellsbury, will you please lead the Minnesota Senate in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge allegiance.
The Secretary will take the roll.
Senators Bach, Benson, Bonhoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Cohen, Dames, Daley, DeKreif, Dibble, Dietzick, Eaton, Fischbach, Gazelka, Gerlach, Gimsey, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Harrington, Hayden, Higgins, Hoffman, Howe, Ingerbritzen, Jungbauer, Kielash, Koch, Cruz, Kubley, Langseth, Latz, Lilly, Limmer, Laurie, Magnus, Marty, McGuire, Metzen, Michelle, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Olson, Ortman, Pappas, Perry, Peterson, Reinert, Rest, Roebling, Rosen, Saxog, Senjum, Sharon, Siebenskoy, Sparks, Stump, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres, Ray, Vandeveer, Wieger, Wolf.
The first order of business today will be the election of the Senate chaplain. I recognize Senator Senjum for a nomination.
Madam President and members, I would like to nominate Phil Shaw, Reverend Phil Shaw, for chaplain of the Minnesota Senate. And Madam President and members, Phil Shaw just prayed for us today, and I think you heard in those words the kind of chaplain he intends to be. Phil Shaw recently, in fact, as of Saturday, retired from New
Excuse
Life.
Excuse me, Senator Senjum?
Yes.
Members, we're having a hard time hearing. Senator Senjum.
Thank you, Madam President. Pastor Shaw retired from New Life Worship Center in Rochester on Saturday and is up here on Tuesday starting a new life, that of chaplain for the Minnesota Senate. He's also going to be chaplain, doing chaplain work, of course, in Rochester within the hospital settings there. But I've known Chaplain now, not quite, but Reverend Shaw for, oh gracious sakes, maybe 20 years. He is revered in Rochester in particular, not only for his work in the name of the Lord, but certainly in his work with respect to veterans in our community. And he, for at least the last 15 years, have put on wonderful and splendorous Veterans Day ceremonies for our veterans of our area. And he's highly regarded. He will do a good job, I will tell you, to the core. He's committed to this task, and you will enjoy him as your chaplain.
Are there further nominations for Senate Chaplain? Seeing none, nominations are closed. The Secretary will call the roll in alphabetical order. If you wish to vote for Reverend Shaw, the correct answer would be Shaw. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senators Bach, Benson, Bonhoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Cohen, Dames, Daly, DeCrieff, Dibble, Dietzick, Eaton, Fishbach, Gazelka, Gerlach, Gimsey, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Harrington, Hayden, Higgins, Hoffman, Howe, Ingebrigtsen, Jungbauer, Kielash, Koch, Cruz, Kubley, Langseth, Latz, Lilly, Limmer, Lori, Magnus, Marty, McGuire, Metzen, Michelle, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Olson, Ortman, Pappas, Perry, Peterson, Reinert, Rest, Roebling, Rosen, Saxock, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Scoy, Sparks, Stumpf, Thompson, Tom Masoni, Torres Ray, Vandeveer, Wieger, Wolf.
Receiving 67 votes of the Senate, Reverend Phil Shaw is elected Senate Chaplain. Reverend Shaw, please come forward and subscribe to the oath of office.
Oh, that's right.
Swear to support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Minnesota, and to discharge faithfully your duties as Chaplain of the Minnesota Senate to the best of your judgment and ability, so help you God.
I do.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Second order of business today is executive and official communications. Please make note of those. They are printed on pages 1 through 9 of today's Senate agenda. The next order of business is the ninth order of business under motions and resolutions. The resolutions are noted in on page 10 of the agenda, but they are available here at the front of the chamber. Under motions and resolutions, the Secretary will read Senate Resolution 92.
Senator Senjum and Bach introduce Senate Resolution number 92, a Senate resolution naming a majority leader and a minority leader.
Senator Senjum.
Madam President, members, this is a resolution to appoint myself as majority leader and reappoint Senator Bach as minority leader. And Madam President, I would so move.
On that motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The resolution is adopted. Secretary will read the next resolution.
Senator Senjum and Bach introduce Senate Resolution number 93, a Senate resolution relating to standing committees.
Senator Senjum.
Madam President, members, I would move adoption of the resolution. This has to do with membership and standing committees.
To that resolution. On that resolution, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The resolution is adopted. Secretary will read the next resolution.
Senator Senjamin-Bach introduced Senate Resolution Number 94, Senate Resolution relating to mileage, setting the miles traveled by members of the Senate in going to and returning from the Capitol.
Senator Senjam.
Madam President, members, I would move this resolution as well. It has to do with the adding mileage components for the new members of the Minnesota Senate.
To that resolution. This resolution does require a roll call. The Secretary will take the roll on Senate Resolution 94. Secretary will close the roll. There being 67 ayes and no nays, the resolution is adopted. Secretary will read the next resolution.
Senator Senjamin-Bach introduced Senate Resolution Number 95, a Senate resolution relating to postage.
Senator Senjam.
Madam President, members, this is a resolution calling for standard allotment as for postage as we have had it in the past.
To that resolution. Senate Resolution 95 also requires a roll call. Secretary will take the roll on Senate Resolution 95. Secretary will close the roll. There being 67 ayes and no nays, Senate Resolution 95 is adopted. Secretary will read the next resolution.
Senator Senjamin-Bach introduced Senate Resolution Number 96, a Senate resolution relating to the attendance of members of standing committees at meetings and seminars held within this state, providing for the payment of expenses.
Senator Senjam.
Madam President, members, I would move adoption of Senate Resolution 96. As noted, it has to do with the in-state seminars that they be paid for with approval through the normal approval process.
To that resolution. Senate Resolution 96 requires a roll call. Secretary will take the roll. Secretary will close the roll. There being 67 ayes and no nays, Senate Resolution 96 is adopted. Moving to eighth order of business, introduction and first reading of Senate bills. Those are printed on today's Senate bill introduction. They are referred as indicated. First reading. Now moving to the 13th order of business, announcements of Senate interest. Senator Olson.
Thank you, Madam President. I'd just like to rise to a point of personal privilege, if I would, at this time. I think most of you are aware that I went through some challenging months recently with health and putting our health care system to the test, and I'm grateful for the quality of health care that we have in this state. But I want to specifically thank both of the caucuses for your the flowers that you sent and that helped make my room labeled as the floral shop in the, well, I was in intensive care at the Ridgeview Hospital in Waconia. And, but I, my challenges were as a result of both some heart issues and spleen issues. And fortunately, I was able to keep my heart and get rid of my spleen. And so I am on the mend, and I just want to thank you not only for your caucus expressions, but individuals and the encouragement that I've gotten along the way. It does help. It keeps your dauber up, if you will. So I may not be perking on all cylinders yet, but I've got an excuse. So thanks so much. I'm glad to be back with you all.
Further announcements of Senate interest. Senator Kubley.
Staff who have written or emailed
to say you were keeping your thoughts and prayers. I also like to thank those of you who came to the Art Gallery response certified seven.
Further announcements of Senate interest. Senator Senjum.
Thank you, Madam President, members, and Senator Olson and Senator Kubley. We love you both. It's good to have you back with us. It's you're both remarkable people, and we know that, and it's good to have you back with us. Let me just say as we conclude this session, on a personal basis, it is awesomely humbling to be standing here today as majority leader. It certainly wasn't in life's plan, but life somehow deals different cards at different times. And so here I stand, humbled and loaded with a sense of responsibility to move this caucus and this Senate forward during the course of the coming months. And hopefully we can do that, and we can do that well. And I'm confident that working together that we will. And I would like to certainly recognize our new members. I'm not even sure where you're sitting yet, but we have, okay, Senator Jeff Hayden, welcome to the Senate, Jeff Hayden. It's good to have you here. And Senator Kerry Dietzick, where are you? Okay, in the corner. Welcome, Senator Dietzick, it's good to have you. And Senator Eaton. Senator Eaton's up in front. Good to have you. Welcome to the Senate family. I often have said that this is the Senate. This is family. This is the mother church of state government, as far as I'm concerned, and it is, and it always will be. This is that group of people that come together, all 67 of us, every year, and to work towards the common good of our state. And this is the Mother Church. The house is the house, but we're the Mother Church. And let's never forget that. Let's never forget that. So as we go forward, I just say this. We will have differences. Families do have differences. We know that. There will be differences in the way we feel about issues, and that's okay. And I've said this maybe five times before in this room. They built the place for the great debate, and we can have that great debate, and we ought to. And if we don't, frankly, we're cheating our founders, who came together in 1905 and said, we're going to build this capital, and it's going to be for the great debate in Minnesota, that great civil discourse that comes together every year and debates the issues of our state. And it ought to be that way, and it will be that way. And all I would ask is, we'll have the great debate, but let's have it in the room. We don't have to have it on the streets. And we can go forward as we leave this room together once again as a family. And we all know that those of us that have been here for a few years, that through the years, we do come together as a family in joy and certainly in sadness. And we hope we don't have sadness, certainly this year, and we're looking forward to a great year, and I am as well. There's going to be issues, obviously, I think on both sides. As Senator Bach and I have stood at various debates, many of them actually pre-session. It's amazing how many people want to listen to you in advance of this session, and they pay so much to hear so little. But but nonetheless, they do. And certainly, our common theme always is jobs and prosperity. What can we do as a Minnesota Senate, as a state legislature, and certainly as a governor's office to advance jobs and prosperity in Minnesota? Well, we're going to be working on that, and I know Senator Michelle has some ideas out of his job committee, but everyone has to collectively come together and put their best heads together and make a new Minnesota a reality. And we can do that. That's our charge. We can't probably create jobs in and of ourselves, but we can create an environment for jobs in Minnesota, and we ought to do that. And as we look at the regulatory climate in Minnesota, and I don't care what party you are or where you go, we constantly hear about regulations getting in the way of job progress in Minnesota. And we've got to take a look at that, and we will, we have, we'll continue to look at it, because that's an important phase of moving Minnesota forward. Other issues that obviously are going to be before us, we're going to probably talk about a constitutional amendment or two. And just know that that's probably going to be a little divisive, but again, that's the great debate. And it ought to occur here, and it probably will occur here, and that's okay. We'll also probably talk about a Viking stadium along the way. I don't think we can avoid that. I don't probably think we should. I mean, we've been charged, I think, with that in terms of something that's on our plate. We'll take it up. We'll hopefully find something that works. It may or it may not, but I think we need to look at that and certainly move forward. Certainly other things, the school shift, property tax reform issues are going to be before us, but hopefully this is my wish. That we have the good civil discourse, that we have good deliberations, but most of all, that we have a short session and we're home quickly. So thank you so much for this opportunity. Look forward to serving as leader this year, and it's my great honor, my great privilege, and I regard it as that, and I will humbly do all I can to make this a successful session for all. Thank you.
Further announcements, Senator Bach.
Thank you, Madam President. Senator Senjum, I look forward to a very good session, and if I could set the bar, let's go home on April 2nd, people. I've been here, been through redistricting before, and I know the angst that there's going to be in the part of a lot of members on this floor when the new maps come out on February 22nd. So that's when I'd like to adjourn. That's the discussion that I had with the previous majority leader and the previous deputy. And Senator Senjum, look forward to working in a constructive way with you so that we can accomplish that. But I think today, I mean, every time I walk in this chamber, it's with a bit of awe that I have been given, and all of us have been given, an incredible responsibility. And it cannot be better exemplified than in the words that ring this chamber. And those of you that are new, read what Daniel Webster said. And I think those of us that have been here a while, it's wise today to remind ourselves of those words that ring this chamber. And that we treat this institution with the respect that it deserves in the best interest of the people of our state.
I have several housekeeping announcements. First, the front desk staff asks that members please sign all copies of the bills. Sign only your last name and sign them in black ink. And I understand maybe Senator Senjum's going to announce that he does have cake in the back for us. And finally, I would be remiss, and I think I would take a little harassment from some other members if I didn't point out that, especially for the new members, generally we do not allow demonstrations on the floor of the Senate, and that includes clapping. groan. But today is the first day, and it was very special. But I just wanted to make sure that I haven't forgotten that rule. I just wanted to make sure everybody knew I hadn't forgotten it. Senator Senjum. I still have the gavel.
Madam President, members, to announce, as you already have, that there is cake in the back room. Please join us. A small token, I think, of opening day and the willingness to work together towards a successful session. And then, moreover, to get to the business of the day, we'll have a Rules Committee meeting at about, let's just make it 1 o'clock, half hour after session, 1 o'clock, in room 107.
Senator Senjum.
And Madam President, if there are no further announcements, I do now ask that the Senate do adjourn until January 26th at 11 o'clock a.m. in the morning.
Senator Senjum moved for the Senate to adjourn until Thursday at 11 o'clock. On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The Senate is adjourned.